On September 4th, the Jean Lucas Community Center, GLC, in Fortuna unveiled three new educational signs along their wetlands walking trails in collaboration with Cal Poly Humboldt and College of the Redwoods students. The Jean Lucas Center is a community center that was opened in 2019 on a 28-acre campus in Fortuna. The space features classrooms, a commercial kitchen, rental halls, as well as a one-mile walking trail with ADA-accessible portions. KMA News spoke with Lauren Carell, Director of Operations for ERV Community Center Foundation, which runs the GLC, for more about the background of the center.
So yes, so our center, we built in about 2000. It serves the Eel River Valley and really actually beyond. We have a lot of different tenants in our space. We have about five different nonprofits that run their own programs out of their specific space. We also do a lot of community partnerships with other nonprofits that utilize our space, not necessarily on a regular basis, probably over 100 different nonprofits. And then we also have our programs that we run. Our biggest one is our First Five playgroup that runs 3 days a week out of our center for free for anybody and that has children 0 to 5. And then we're actually just starting up. We've been doing a lot of cooking programs, little one-offers here and there. We actually just had a tortilla making class. And then we really want to start our program. It's called Ollie's Kitchen. It's going to be a kids cooking program, and that's going to be an ongoing one. And then we also have, of course, our walking trails that are free and open to the public for anybody to use. They're about a mile and a half that go around our wetland ponds.
Talks about creating educational signs for the walking trail started years prior, though the collaboration with Cal Poly and CR students began last year in 2024. The GLC worked with the students through College Corps internships and through a class offered at Cal Poly. Carell elaborates more on this collaboration.
So our center is built on wetlands that have been remade, basically. And so when the center was built, we put in about a mile and a half of walking trails. And throughout probably the last couple years, there's been a lot of questions from community members regarding the ponds, regarding the animals, regarding the plant life, and different things like that around it. So what we really wanted to do was give people the opportunity to learn more about our site and about the walking trails and why the ponds are there to begin with, and how our whole campus runs, the water flows and different stuff like that, and how it supports the environment. We collaborated with both. There's a specific class at Cal Poly that does interpretive signs, and then we also work with one of our interns. She was through College of the Redwoods, the College Corps program. So we worked with four students and their teacher. It was really amazing because there's actually one of the students did original artwork on the sign. So it's not just signage, it's really cool interpretive signage.
These first three signs are supposed to be the first of 12 that will be installed around the walking trails. The GLC is still looking for funding to support the design and installation of the remaining 9 signs.
Well, funding, of course. Like anybody who works in the nonprofit world, it's ultimately the funding. We are hoping to work again with the Cal Poly class. It obviously will be different students, but then again, that's based upon availability. But yeah, signs there, not necessarily the cost of the actual sign, but to design it and to make sure that it's accessible to people, that the writing is legible and that all the different colors and stuff mesh with each other. But yeah, we have different fundraisers that we'll raise and grants that we will write, and hopefully along the way we'll get it all done.
For more information about the GLC and their events, the website is glccenter.org, or you can call the center at 707-725-3300. This is Nat Cardos reporting for KMUN News.